Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Ches. We are up to Sif Gimel. We're on page 232. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Kishenosnim kemach l'soch shkedim sha'osim l'chola. When they put flour into almonds, which is a dish they make for someone who is sick, so im osim kein kedeshe yisod halev mevarach barim neimazonos. If the purpose of putting the flour into this dish is to satisfy the heart, it's to fill one up, so then the bracha will be mezonos, because then the kemach becomes the ikur. V'im ledabik ba'alma, but if it's only to keep it together, to keep the dish together, they add in some flour, so einam mevarach barim neimazonos, then you will not make a barim neimazonos, because then the flour is not the ikur. The Mechaber then says, "V'tov lahachmir ulugamo b'soch hasuda lachar brichas hamotzi u'potar mimenu." Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's better to be machmir and to eat this dish during the suda after you made a hamotzi, and therefore you're potter from making a bracha. You avoid the suffix. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tes. Mevarach barim neimazonos. So we said, if the ikur is the flour, it's there to give taste to be yisar halev, and the bracha is mezonos. Vafilu imheim hamuat, even if they are the minority, meaning the flower, kevan shakemachum echamesha saminim, hashkeden botli lagabayu. Since the flour is one of the five grains that we've been discussing, so therefore the almonds are bottled to the flour. If they did give taste, even if they are the minority ingredient, it will still give the bracha of mizonos. Sivkotan yud. He's going on hours to the Mechaber said, if the flour is only there as a binding agent, you will not make a mizonos. Then we'll say the flour is bottled to the shkedim, like we saw in Sif Beis. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Aleph is bothered. We discussed in Sif Beis the same idea that it depends why the food is being put in, why the mizonos is being put in, is putting as a binding agent, so it's not the ikur. If it's there to give taste, then it is the ikur. So here we just repeated in Sif Gimel the same idea. And only in Sif Gimel we bring down the eights of the Mechaber to be machmir, to have it during a suda. So if you look in the Shaar Tzion, before we see the Mishnah Berurah, he writes that we're going to about to discuss something from Eli Rabba. The kivein liyashev lama lo kosav mechaber dar zel Sif Beis. Why didn't the Mechaber mention in Sif Beis to avoid the suffix so you should have it during a suda? Only over here, when it comes to the flour and the almonds, there the Mechaber says that it's tov lahachmir l'gomo v'soch ha-suda. So explains the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Yud Aleph, Mishun de b'maisa ashkedim haderach lasos nami lisod. When it comes to this dish that's for a chola, when it comes to the almonds, it is the normal way to do it, not only for the flour to be a binding agent, but also for it to satisfy. V'lochein kosher l'shayer. Therefore, it's hard to evaluate im hoya kavanosa rak l'dabik. If your intention over here was specifically as a binding agent, or was it also to fill you up? V'alkein tov l'hachmir. Therefore, it's good to be machmir. So explains the Mishnah Berurah over here, but after the Mechaber says it, because in this dish, it's a little bit hard to tell what your kavana is. And therefore, the Mechaber over here only brings the etzah of having it during a suda. Sifkatan yudbez. Ulagamo pirish l'achlo. It's better to eat it during a suda. Why do we say la'achlo? Shahaya of v'roi la'achila, because this dish was thick and it was fit for eating. De'ilu im haya rach, if the dish was soft, v'roi rach l'shtia, apparently there was some liquid there with the almonds and the flour. So if it was a softer mixture and it was fit more for drinking, so afilu shalo b'soch ha-suda, even if you're having it on its own, not within the suda, v'aso kedei lisar alev, and you made it to fill yourself up, gam kei mevarech rak shahakol. Still the brach will be shahakol, ukid l'kamoa mizevav, like I'll see later in Zevav, that if it is a drink, so even if it's made out of mizonos, the bracha will be shahakol. Therefore, he uses a lashon of ulugamo, which is to eat it, not to drink it, because that's when it's kedai to have it during a suda, and avoid the suffik bracha. Sif katan yod gimel upata mimena. By having it after the hamotzi, so then you're good to go. Tzarech lomar mimonavshach. What the Mechaber means to say is, you're potter mimonavshach, meaning either way, whatever the bracha is, it's now covered by the hamotzi. However, the Hikshu HaAchronim, says in Mishnah Berurah, the Achronim ask a Bam Kash over here. The Imhu Rak Ledabik, If, in fact, you're putting the flour in as a binding agent, im kein batel l'gabi ashkedim, then the flour is batel to the almonds. V'arei tzaruch l'varech al pri b'sol chasuda. So what do you mean you're avoiding the suffering over here by having it after you wash? If the flour is just a binding agent, it's batel to the shkedim. If you eat fruit during a suda, you need a bracha on the fruit. So therefore, over here, you would still need a bracha. V'nir l'yashiv, says the Mishabura, the answer is the kevan shulchole. Since we're discussing over here a person who is sick, v'tzarech lashkedim, he needs this dish, he needs the shkedim for his illness. So ikar kviyas suudasu lechatchila hu aleim. He's really being koveya suda over here, bikar on the fruit. V'havi leki koveya suudasu ala peros de'enu b'varach aleim. We learned earlier that when you are koveya suda on fruit, even though normally fruit needs a bracha during a suda, even after the hamotzi, but if you're being koveya on fruit, your suda, so then it does not need a bracha. And we learned that earlier in Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin Sif Gimel Ayin Shum. Note number 8 just reminds us, Shum Mavur Shatov Lahaskil Ochlam in Pas. We learned over there that even if you are Koveya on fruit, in which case you don't have to make a brach on the fruit, it is better to eat the fruit in the beginning along with some bread. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Dalud, Ochal Dogon Chai. A person ate grains that were raw, or Osui Kloyos, or he ate roasted grains. O shaluk, or cooked grains, v'hagarinim shlemin, and the kernels of these grains are complete. Einu mevarech elobore pri ha'adama ula'achra bore nefashos. So even though we just learned that dishes that are made out of the five grains, the brach is mezonos, however, if you're eating the grains raw, or roasted, or cooked, and the garinim are shalim, so then the bracha is not mezonos, it's only bari pri adama, and the bracha afterwards is bari nefashos. The Rama says, in the third line of page Kuf Yuzayim, v'hodim mevarech lefanav bari pri adama, that which the Mechaber says you make a bari pri adama, hainu ba'ochel chitim, that's if you're eating wheat, v'kayotzei behen deru'uyin lechol kach, or something similar to wheat, which is fit for achila raw. One who's eating complete pieces of barley, even if they're roasted in fire, they're only really edible in a very pressing situation. And there the bracha is only going to be shakal. So the Rama is just adjusting the Mechaber. It's not all grains that will be hadama. When it comes to barley, raw barley or roasted barley will be shakal. In the parentheses, he writes, that's on the Kolbo. V'chein mashi medivri ha-rashba. Shemashi hishve chitim l'sa'orim. That which they compare wheat to barley. L'bracha achrona mashi v'lo l'rishona. That's only for the bracha achrona of bar nefashos, but not the bracha rishona. The Mechaber then continues and says, V'atosos nistapku im mivarech l'achav bracha me'in shalosh. Tosos says a suffix, if you eat these raw grains or these roasted grains, what the bracha achrona is afterwards if you make a me'in shalosh. And therefore, Tosa says it's better to eat these grains only during a suda. And that way, benching will cover it. So now we're going to see the Mishabura in Sifdala, and then we'll see some very practical notes over here. The Mishabura says in Sifkotan Yudalid, you ate dogon chai, you ate raw grains, kol chameshes minim bechlal. L'fi the Mechaber, what the Mechaber is saying, all five grains are included in this. V'haramo cholek b'sa'orim. Like we just saw, the Ramo argues on sa'orim. In note number 9, they ask a Bam Kasha, Omnom l'gave peiro she'ein derech l'ochlam chayim el mevushalim. We learned earlier that when you have certain types of fruit, that it's not normal to eat these fruit raw, they're normally only eaten cooked. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin in Simen Reish Beis, Shem Ochlam Chayim Mevarech Aleim Shehakol. If you're having raw fruit that are not normally eaten raw, so the bracha is not ha'etz, it's shehakol. And over here we're saying that when you have the raw grains, and you're eating them plain, it's not shehakol, it has the bracha of hadoma. So usually if it's not the ikar way to eat it, with the grains, the ikar way to eat it is when it's cooked, and it's a dish, and it's mezonos, and now you're having it raw, it's hadoma. When we saw by the fruit, it was shehakol. So what's the pshat? So he brings in note number 9 from the Bir Halacha earlier, She'ulayesh letaretz, maybe you could answer she'mine dogon, when it comes to the grains over here, kevan she'hem mukhanim lemazon, since they are more prepared for eating, heim chashuvim yosa, they're more chashuv. In other words, a fruit that's normally eaten cooked, when you eat it raw, it's totally not the normal way. It's not prepared at all, and therefore it's shahakol. Mashenken, by these grains, they're a little more edible and a little more gishmak when they're raw, and therefore it doesn't warrant the shahakol, you can make adama. Sivkotan tesvav hagarinim shlemim. We said that the kernels are complete. Rotzalomar shalo chilkon mitchila. It means you did not split the grains first. Vigamlo nismachu klal aydea bishul. And also the grains did not get crushed at all through the bishul. Therefore, einon chashuvin l'mazon. Therefore, these grains that were not split are not considered chashuv for mazon. Elo keshar priya adam aninu. Rather, they are like regular fruit from the ground. Vimhusar haklipa aydea ksisha. And if you remove the outer shell through beating it, yesh omrim de brachosam barim de mizonos kashinas bashlu. Some say the bracha will be mizonos when you cook it. De chashuv maisa kadeva, then it's considered a dish from the five grains, it's mizonos. Vyesh omrim de brachosam priadama. Some say the bracha is still barim priadama. Kevan shegarinim atzman shleiman. Since lamaisa, the grains are complete, the kernels are complete. Vahanochon shelo yochleim ki'im besol chasuda. The proper thing is not to eat these things except during a suda. Levat svaras atosas delakameh. Besides the svar of tosas, that the bracha achron is a suffik, but even in these cases, the bracha rishona also will be a suffik, should only have it during a suda. V'ayin le'el besov sevkotun vov. Dikishin nizdabku ayidea bishul. If the grains mix together, they connect through the cooking. Yesh lismoch lechatchil levarech barim ne'mezonos. You can rely on the chadchila to make a mezonos, v'acharav mein shalosh, and afterwards an alamichya. Achein, however, sa'orim sahusar kliposan, when it comes to barley, where the outer shell is removed, the gam miktsas mehen gufa, and so too part of the piece of barley broke off also, aydei tchinas harechayim, through the grinding in the mill, shenasin ketanim imashayim mikodem, the pieces got smaller than they were before, umatsui zeb min shekorin peril groifin, which is pearl barley, hanohogim levarech alein barmene mezonos, those who are knowing to make a mezonos, ula acharav mein shalosh lechatchila, those who make a mezonos and alamichya afterwards, even though it did not mix together and get joined together to the bishul, you should not protest against them. Now, we're going to see a very important note over here, and that is note number 10. Note number 10 discusses garinei chita klufim, little kernels of wheat that are peeled, hamisnafchim aydei chom, that are puffed up through heat, puffed wheat. So Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg writes, Shekevan she'achita eina mevushelas, since the wheat is not actually cooked, el rak tfucha b'chom, it's just got puffed up through heat, dino kekhloyos hamuzkorim b'shulchan aruch kan, as the same din as these roasted grains we're discussing over here, shebirchasam borei pri adama, with the brachas borei pri adama, mipnei she'rakashim mevushelas hari b'chashivusa, because these grains, only when they're cooked, they have their chashivus of mezonos. If they're just puffed, so puffed wheat, the bracha over here, Rav Scheinberg and others are going to tell us that it is Bari Pri Adama, and that is the bracha on the cereal Honey Smacks, that's puffed wheat, or Super Sugar Crisp, that's puffed wheat. We're saying over here, Rav Scheinberg is telling us that the bracha is Adama. If you look further down, about 7 or 8 lines down, in the beginning of the line it says, U'bashal and Shuvas Igris Moshe Kosav, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, even though it's possible, like Rav Scheinberg is saying, to make adama on these foods, you also could make a mezonos. Even though the greatest raising up of the wheat is certainly through cooking, they also plant wheat, having in mind that they're going to puff it up and make this puffed wheat. And it's very geschmack to be in that way as well. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, although you certainly can make a hadama, you also can make a mezonos because they are planted for that reason in mind, and therefore that's considered a raising up of the wheat as well. And therefore, you can certainly rely to make a mezonos as well, especially since the Be'alocha told us that Barim Mezonos covers Bidyevit any food, even though we saw the Aruch HaShulchan argued on that. If you skip one paragraph, we're going to discuss granola. V'chein le'inyan taruve shibola shua kluya granola. So too when you have oats that are roasted, which is granola, shetalach yitzura hu ayidei kloya betanur below bishul. The way they make granola is through roasting it in an oven without cooking it. Kefisha matzri baharim mefalim be'eretz Yisrael. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Yashiv and Rav Scheinberg all say shebrichasa borei priadoma kedin kosei schita. It's like eating raw pieces of wheat. The bracha is borei priadoma. Most poskim say Nature Valley granola bars. The bracha is borei priadoma that is made from oats. If you look at them, you see the oats that are whole and they are not cooked. And therefore, the poskim tell us the bracha over there is going to be borei priadoma. We'll discuss the bracha achrona in a moment. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah Vayikra, the Katan Tazayin, we said again in the Mechab, in the Ramah, he told us that barley was different than the other grains. Although the other grains, it's true, if you're eating them plain or roasted, the bracha will be borei priadoma, but barley is not as geshmak when it's eaten that way, and therefore the bracha is downgraded to a shahako. Vim hayu mevusholim, but if the barley was cooked, so then, if it was cooked, you also would make on the barley borei priadoma. Again, it's discussed over here in note number 12. If you're having barley in chulent, so then the bracha is borei mezonos. And the reason for that is v'chein grisim anasunim b'cham in chulent. Barley that's put in chamin, which is chulent, shemachmas tuvam hakosha enum nidbokim zeba zemitzar atzman. Even though from their hard nature of the barley, they don't join together on their own, elorak machmas harotev hasomich. Shebechame v'kadome, because of the liquid that's there in the chulent, it joins them together. Rav Yashiv paskin shebirchasa and borim ne'mezonos. The bracha for barley that is cooked in that way, in the chulent like we have it, the bracha is mezonos. Which is not the case if you put barley in a soup where it's very clear liquid and they don't join together the pieces of barley. The barley is not joining together through the liquid like it does in chulent. So not all cooked barley has the same bracha. In chulent, when it's a little more thick and it's joined together through the liquid, so Rav Yashiv says it's mezonos. But you just have a soup that's very liquidy soup and there's some pieces of barley that are floating around separate. On that he would say the bracha is borei pri hadama. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayikra Sif Katan Yud Zayin. The Mechaber then tells us that Tosfos has a suffix what the bracha achrona is going to be on these grains. Let's say for our purposes, the granola, all these cases we're discussing, where the bracha rishona is hadoma, because they didn't reach their ultimate state of being cooked. So the bracha rishona is borei priadoma. Tosfos is a mesubik, what's the bracha achrona? Svirulu Tosfos holds, demikomokom still, even though it's hadoma, kevan demindoglan hu, lemaisa, it's grains, efshir de le'inyan bracha achrona tzaruch lebarach mein shalosh. It could be for the bracha achrona, you have to make it mein shalosh. The aft alamichya in yochal omar, even though it's pasha, you can't make an alamichya on these things. De eino min mazon, it's not a min mazon, it's not made into a regular dish that you can make an alamichya on, so you can't make an alamichya. But maybe, says Tosfos, yomar al hadoma val pri hadoma. Maybe we should make up our own bracha of al hadoma val pri hadoma as the bracha main shalosh. Kemosh omrim al ha'etz val pri ha'etz. Just like we have a bracha of al-eitz by the Shiva Saminim, we should make a bracha of al-hadama al-piyadama. Ela delo matzinu shetignu nusach zeba. We don't find such a takana to make such a nusach. That's the suffik. Ulakach nishar adavar etzlam besuffik. And therefore, Tosfos leaves it off as a suffik what the bracha achrona is. Maybe we should make bar nefashos, or maybe we should make up a new bracha that we don't even know exists of al hadam of al pri adam. It's mesupuk to avoid the suffik. He says, have it only during a suda. Sivkotan yudches, have it dafka besocha suda. Very important mishabura and very important note as well. Vim eira shacholu shalo besocha suda. If it happened that you had these food items not during a suda, yivarech achareim bari nefashos rabos kikenu meikra din. Then you make a bracha of bari nefashos afterwards, because that is the ikra din. If you look at note 19, he points out, umeikra din paskins or shomaz amin arbach, she'ein tzarech lihimona milachol gargarei dogon shleimim shalo besocha suda. You do not have to hold back, says Shlomo Zalman, meikra din from eating a granola bar or granola or any of these roasted grains, not during a suda. Velohevia shulchan aruch ashitas atosos, and the shulchan aruch does not bring the shita atosos as machmir, elolomar sheish hidr badavar. There's a hider to only have it during a suda. But says Rosh Hashanah, when Mikra didn't, you don't have to hold back. You're allowed to have granola bars. It's better to have it only to a suda to avoid this subject of what the bracha achron is. Rosh Hashanah understands that we're bringing that down as a hider mitzvah, but really it's 100% fine to eat it not during a suda, in which case you would make a bar priadama before and you'd make a bar nefashos afterwards. We'll see one more sif hey. Kemach. What's the bracha on flour? Afilu shachitim. Even if it is flour that's made from wheat, mevarich olav shahakol. The bracha rishon is shahakol v'achara bar nefashos. Someone who wants to eat flour, we'll see why we're saying even wheat flour. But the bracha before is shahakol. The bracha after is bar nefashos. Lo shna nitchon dak dak. There is no difference if it's ground up very fine. Lo shna nitchon ktsas. And it's no different if it's just ground up a little bit. Va'adayin yesh bo tam shel chitim, and it still actually tastes like chitim. Lo shna kemach shel kloyos, and there's also no difference if it's a flour that's made from roasted grains. All of these cases of flour, the bracha is going to be shahakol. As opposed to taking a ready-made cake or bread, and then you grind it up and make it into a flour, that's called breadcrumbs. There the bracha does not change. It will be hamotzi on breadcrumbs, it will be mezonos on cake. But they're talking about over here, flour that comes from regular wheat or roasted wheat, that becomes a shahakol when it is ground up. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yutes. What's a filu shachitim? The chashivi, even wheat, which is the most chashiv of the grains, even that, when it's ground up, it's going to be shahakol. The kol shekein kemel shel sa'orim, certainly flour that's made out of barley. Sivkaton chaf mevarech alo shahakol. The after ochel es achito keshu ba'ayin. And even though it's true that we just learned, if you're eating the wheat, when it's visible, when you see it as a piece of wheat, birchaso bore pri adama, the bracha is adama, kanal b'sifdal, like we just saw sifdal, hach over here, kevan shenishtanu hachita shenitchon, since the wheat was changed, it was ground up, omed lehisalos velasos imedopas, it is standing to be raised up to a higher darga, to be made into bread. So it went from a piece of wheat, which is adama, it's going to reach soon its ultimate stage of being a hamotzi, being part of the bread, but now it's ground up. The kodem was that before it becomes bread, yotza michlal pri, it already left the category of pri, so you can't make a bar pri adama. Ulederach achilos alobon, it didn't reach its stage of hamotzi. So it's in the middle stage, it starts off at hadam, as adama, you ground it up to make it into bread, so it starts off as adama when you eat the piece of wheat by itself. When you make the bread, it's hamotzi, but in the interim, when it's ground up, it loses the status of the pri, it's not yet bread, and therefore the bracha is shahakol. Sivkaton chav alev dak dak. We said no matter how this flour is made, even if it's made very fine, Rotzalomer means to say the ze eino tova kemach lachila klal keshu chai. When you're having raw flour that's totally ground up, it's not very geschmack. It's not very geschmack for eating. Ubevadei einu mevarach rak shahakol. There it's more pashut that when it's all ground up, you can make a shahakol. Mishum tzas hanod is beze, because of the little hanod that you get from it. Vafilu nitkon rak tzas. But the Mechaber is saying, not only when it's ground up totally and it's not so geschmack, you're going to make a shahakol, even if it's only nitkon a little bit, and therefore it tastes more like the wheat, which is more chashuv, afilu hachi berchasa rakshakos is lamaisa, it is already ground up most of the way, even though there are small pieces, the bracha will still be shahako. We'll stop over here, and we'll continue vayta tomorrow with Sivav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.